Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Beth Lee.
And we are the Youngs. Thank you for joining us today for part two in our eight-part series entitled Kids, Dating, and Marriage. Beth and I enjoyed this conversation, and I think you will as well. All right, now let's talk about this dating and marriage as it relates to how we did it in our family. How did we handle dating?
Yes.
And how has it helped us to prepare our kids for marriage? So let's get the first answer.
Okay. First answer. This actually is based on a sermon that David preaches to teenagers, but we are going to reinvent it, I guess, for you as parents.
Yes.
And so the first thing that we teach our children is don't date, wait.
In other words, we would say that as a sentence, we don't date.
Right.
We wait. Or another way of saying that is that in our family, we decided that we would not allow our children to play the dating game. Instead, we would prepare our children for marriage.
Yes.
Now, that's a huge difference.
Yes, it is.
In other words, we're not against boy-girl relationships at all. In fact, we taught our children this. We taught our children to like everybody.
Yes.
So that we would say to our boys, and as we'd cross the country, there were, you know, always girls that would catch their eye, and especially girls in which our son would catch their eye.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just said to our boys, never, you know, lock yourself into a single focus relationship when you're 13, 14, 15, 16, or 9, or 18, or sometimes when you're 20. Just like everybody.
Yes.
That's the whole point of don't date. It's just like everybody. Get to know all of them. Be friends with everybody.
Yes.
Learn how people are and be friends with them. You can make a ton of friendships that way with a whole lot less baggage if you'll just like everybody.
Yes.
And not lock yourself
and
in.
And learn how the male-female relationship is different. It is amazing to me talking to our married children now or even older kids where sometimes someone around their age will be surprised by how guys are different from girls and vice versa.
Yeah.
And our kids are just like, duh, she's a girl or duh, he's a guy. Yeah. That's how they are. And they learned that not by locking themselves into, I like you, do you like me relationship when they were 14. They learned that by just being friends with
a lot of
people.
And also that you're mine and I'm yours and nobody else has a right to us.
Yes.
And one of the things that our children, I think, learn in that is that some of the issues in life, sometimes in a marriage counseling situation, someone will say, well, my wife is da 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 da. And often the point there is not that your wife is that way, it's that she's a woman and all women are that way.
Right.
And it's not just that your husband is that way, it's that he's a guy. All guys are that way. That changes your perspective.
It does.
So we wanted our children to not be a part of, don't play the dating game. Instead, use your teenage years, especially these years, to prepare for marriage.
Right.
And that's a whole different situation.
Mm-hmm.
We don't date, we don't let our kids date until they are ready to be a spouse.
Right.
And ready to find a spouse.
Yes.
and you may be ready to find a spouse before you're ready to be a spouse. Well, then the dating doesn't make sense.
Right.
There's no reason to date and have that exclusive one-on-one intense emotional relationship.
Right.
Unless you're ready to be that person's spouse and unless they are ready also to be a spouse.
Right.
And so this was just our thinking process. We taught our kids early. Yeah, we don't date. We're not playing that dating game.
Right.
So our children never had that little thing about, oh my goodness, she's mine and he's mine and we're alone and we're the only ones.
We always sit together in youth group. We always sit together in Sunday school. No.
And we also taught our kids in light of that your best friend as a guy should be another guy.
Yes.
And as a girl, your best friend should be another girl.
And that is one of the things, too, that teenage dating relationship, it will take away from. You don't get to develop those strong girl and girl relationship, guy and guy relationship. Yeah,
and those are important.
They're very important.
Very important part of life. So for us, the dating game was if we could even use that, the courting, the dating situation. Sometimes I'll joke with teenagers. They'll say, do you believe in dating or courting? And I'll say, neither. I believe in dorting. and they always roll their eyes at me on that one. But for us, college is the beginning of that process of dating.
Right.
And for us, because we believe so strongly in Christian college education, and this is just an aside here, I know sometimes our Christian school parents, once their children are finished with a Christian school, they fight so hard for the Christian school, then they're like, well, you know what? we don't believe in Christian college education. We want our kids to go to a secular education. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes they undo everything they've laid a groundwork for.
Right.
But for us, we homeschooled our children. Some would say it's because you travel all the time and it was the only way. Maybe in the early days that was true. Mm-hmm. But as our children, as we became more familiar with the benefits of our homeschooling and how we could see our children and work with them on an individual basis and right. disciple them in the process, mm-hmm. yes. homeschooling became a real strong point for us. We don't think it's the only way. We don't fight with you about it.
Oh,
we
no.
don't make a big deal about it. But it is strong to us. And it culminates with a Christian college education.
Right.
We have discovered that almost any major, if not any major, mm-hmm. that is worth having can be attained at a Christian college.
Absolutely.
And,
yes.
And here's how that works for us. A Christian college environment is a controlled environment, especially the Christian colleges that we would choose.
Right.
And that controlled environment even helped me in Bethley. We attended Pensacola Christian College, a right. controlled environment, arguably more strict in those days than today.
No, probably.
Probably.
But still they're very conservative.
Yeah, still conservative. Yes. But for us, it was wonderful. We look back at it. We had the privilege of, we could have all kinds of conversations.
Yes.
All kinds of events together in an environment that protected our purity, protected yes. our relationship, protected mm-hmm. our testimony.
Yes.
And so for us, it started with a Christian college.
Yes.
And talk about that just a little bit, about Abby meeting David and Josh, Bethany, and so forth.
Well, it all started with our children, too, going to college. And it's kind of a big deal because our Jacob is getting ready to go. He's headed off to West Coast Baptist College, where his three siblings also attended.
And he announced the other day, I'll be married by Christmas.
But it's a big deal because our children then know we have matured enough that our parents are going to allow us to go on to college. And if we want to get to know someone of the opposite sex, it's okay.
Yeah, and we encourage it.
In a dating way, instead of just a friendship sort of way where they have been doing up till that time. So Abigail went off to West Coast Baptist College. When was that? 6 years ago?
It was a long time ago.
Seven years ago. And she, of course, being a girl and being trained by us not to be the aggressor, to be feminine and not a feminist, she was yes. waiting then for the Lord just to bring different young men into her life. And I will say that Abby's freshman year and even into her sophomore year a little bit, there were some young men that were interested in her that did not pass the daddy test.
And that's not a mean test.
And not a bad thing. It was not, it's not that they are bad young men.
I'm friends with both of those young men.
Yes. So it was not that they were bad young men. They just weren't the young men for our daughter. And I think you as a parent will know what that means when I say that.
And there were some issues that at the point didn't mean they were not an option. It meant this is not the right timing.
Right.
And what I look for, you know, are everything from how are you doing with purity? How are you doing with your emotions?
Yes.
So that if there's an anger issue, okay, that mm-hmm. doesn't mean you're a no. It means the timing is not right until you learn how to handle this
matter.
You
need to work on some things.
So we're not trying to be mean at any young man.
Right.
But we were always looking, you know, where are you? Are you ready for this? And mm-hmm. if we felt like you're not quite ready for this, then I was always willing to work with a young man to help him get ready.
Yes.
So Abby had several of those kind of options.
So there were a couple of those things that, yes, yeah. yes, it was not the Lord's will.
Just obviously actually. We look back at it and we can see that. And she can, yes. too.
And she can, too. And we had our children's hearts before they went to college. And so that was sometimes a difficult conversation to have, but it did not end in rebellion.
Right.
And so Abigail just waited on the Lord, and she was in a literature class actually at West Coast Baptist College. And she called me one day and she said, I've been emailing with my literature professor for an hour. And I said, oh, is he married? Which I kind of knew the answer to that already. It just was the first thing that popped into my head, and maybe it shouldn't have been. But she said, no, he's not married. And she said, I just don't know. It seems to be, they were emailing over a project or a quiz or something. And she said, it just seems to be getting a little more personal as we're emailing. And I said, well, just, you know, prayerfully and carefully, go forward. You just need to know what the college rules are and so on, because he was a professor.
And keep us in the loop.
Yes, and keep us in the loop. And they did. And it ended up that, now, of course, David and Abby are now married. He was her professor. But they went through all the right channels. And, of course, David, perfectly God's will for our Abigail's life. Josh and Bethany, they met because her mom and his mom both suggested each of them over Christmas break.
Yeah, they were. Were they juniors?
I think they were going in. They were going back for their second semester sophomore.
Yeah, and so year. You know, the question I remember, I can remember being on the outside listening as Bethany said to Josh, "Is there any girl you would have interest in?" And he was like, "Well, yeah, there's Bethany." And but he said, "I don't know that she would go out with me. I think she wants to be a single missionary."
Yes.
and unbeknownst to us at the time, her mother is having the same conversation in Texas.
That conversation with Bethany.
And so Bethany was encouraging Josh. And what we look at back at that, we see the fingerprints of God in that.
Absolutely.
And we've known Bethany's parents since college days.
Yes.
And I've preached several times for her dad around the country, and we've connected at a few camps here and there. We've, you know, crossed paths at camps.
Yeah.
And so that was a really special one.
Yes, it was special. And we could go on about Matt and Kareth, but we won't take the time to do that. Matt and Kareth met their freshman year. 2 weeks into the freshman year that Matthew said, "I'm done with girls. I'm not doing girls.
He had had a little situation in which we said, this is not what we're doing, and you're not doing that. This was between his senior and freshman.
Yes.
And he knows all about this. We even talked about it recently at the rehearsal. Yes. And so his whole deal was, you know, I'm just done.
I'm finished.
I'm not going to look at any girl. And then like a week after he told me that, he texted me with all these exclamation points. "Dad, I got to talk to you about a girl."
And now they're married.
And just a couple of weeks ago.
And we love her too. One of the things that I was thinking about as we were talking about how our children met their spouses, and these are just very quick accounts of very long stories, but one of the things that is such a blessing is watching your child know that it's time to go ahead and date, if the Lord allows that, but also resting in Him if the Lord has taken away that opportunity or not given them that opportunity yet. But also watching the 20-some years, 18 years here it will be with Jacob, of prayer every day, praying for that child and praying for their future spouse, and then watching it culminate together.
Absolutely.
Because there are so many parents that are fearful of that. What if my child goes away and they start dating the wrong person or they marry the wrong person? Don't be afraid of that, because, you know, just like I said with Abigail, there were a few red flags, and we brought those to her attention, and we had her heart, and the Lord worked it all out, and it's fine.
You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today was part two in our 8-part series entitled Kids, Dating, and Marriage. Join us next time for part three. In the meantime, remember Psalm 100, verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.